MW.
Yeah, Tuesdays make me happy once a month. Because I get to talk with Cassie Miller from the Leachum, who is in studio with me here this morning. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill.
I haven't had a chance to thank you yet, because in April, I went out to the Leachum one Friday afternoon when your residents were doing artwork, and I got to do artwork along with them. And that was one of the best afternoons.
It was extremely special for us as
well. Oh, you and your staff, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And the residents out there, too, really, man, talking about living your best life.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some pretty good artwork.
They do.
I had,
they're natural artists.
I just had such a good time with that. Hey, what are we talking about today? We're going to kind of cover a few bases here.
Yes, yes. So one thing Bill and I were just discussing, and he wasn't aware of this, so I wanted to share with everyone, is something called the 47 rule. If you are a child and you have living parents, it's something to keep in mind. It's a very simple rule. It just is, if you are the adult child and you reach age 40, and you have parents in the range of their 70s, it is time to discuss long-term care placement.
Time to have that talk.
Yep. And to me, I mean, 40, I'm over 40. So that seems so young. But, you know, if you don't talk about it, it's kind of like you got to be the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Talk about it, because it's not a scary thing. The one thing that's really nice about the Leach Home is we do have short stay options. And we will have some people come stay with us, whether, you know, their loved one is going on a vacation or they need some place to stay, or let's say they have a hip or a knee, and they just come and stay with us for a short stay. That not only gives them a look at what it would be like long term, but it also takes away that, like, unpredictable scariness, you know, so they know what to expect if and when they need to come into a facility.
So just kind of be prepared. Cassie, do children or relatives, before they have the talk, have you found this to be the case, come in and talk to you first, and it's like, Cassie, how do I approach this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And I typically giggle just because I'm like, I can't do this. You have to do this.
Right.
You know, so, and I say tough love, you know, you have to. You know, a simple statement is, because I love you so much and I want to make sure that you're safe, this is the thing that we need to do so that I can make sure that you are safe and that you are safe, you know, in a place that I don't have to worry about you. Because a lot of the children are still working. They have families. Not that they don't want to, you know, take that time and care for their aging parents or loved ones, but they have a life outside of that as well.
Right. But I'm sure it takes probably a little of the sting out of it, coming in and going, Cassie, how do I even approach this?
Yes.
And what you just said, you know, it's a tough love thing, because I'm sure a lot of people come in, they're totally in the dark. It's like, we haven't had to have this conversation before.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, another good kind of a rule of thumb is when they're in the hospital, you know, so what does this look like if you are in the hospital and you couldn't return home? You know, what are some places that you would like to go? Kind of opening it up every opportunity you can get so that it's familiar.
Does that happen a lot?
A lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and families will come to you and say, look, you know, mom or dad or aunts and uncles are in the hospital right now, but they're not going to be able to come back, or at least not come back home right away.
Yes. Yep. A lot of them are thinking proactively, you know, where I'll say, you know, there's a caseworker in the hospital and they'll get a hold of us. But I love that the families are involved, because we do have a lot of residents who don't have any family involvement. So you can never overstep too much. You can never plan too much, you know. So even if someone comes in and in 5 minutes we get a caseworker calling on the same thing, we have a very clear picture of, you know, how we can assist.
And it's would you say it's a really emotional decision?
Very.
You know, when it comes down to that, and it's like, okay.
Yep.
And some people probably handle it or navigate it better than others.
Yes. Yep. Lots of tears on both ends. Typically when you go into a facility, unless you're short stay, it is a long-term thing. They know that this is likely going to be long-term, and if they do need a higher level of care, that then they will need a nursing home. You know, so they understand that it's a stepping stone for them, and that the likelihood of them going back into their own home is probably not going to happen. But I think once they get involved and realize that social aspect that they're missing, and even just a congregate living with other people who, you know, genuinely care for you, I think quickly they figure out that that it's not so bad.
So what happens with, like, perception? Because one of the things we do as humans, we always like to be safe. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think, well, if I'm in my home, I'm safe. Mm-hmm. When their children and their relatives are going, yeah, maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. And that, I can see it getting a little sticky that way. Is mm-hmm. that more often the case?
Yeah. And you did just bring up a really great point, because even though they feel safe, you know, talk about, well, you know, in the past month, how many falls have you had? Or have you ever had a situation where you've fallen and you were unable to get up, or you've been unsteady? You know, and if you're alone, who's going to find you? You know, you might have the call alert system, which is a wonderful thing, but your family is probably at work, and mm-hmm. you could stay on that ground for 6 to 8 hours before anyone has contact with you. And at that
See, to
point,
me, that's scary.
That is scary. And I think that's a reality that a lot of people fear, mm-hmm. you know, and not to say in a nursing home or a hospital or in a facility that you won't fall. But there's just so many checks.
But there'll definitely be somebody there very quick to pick you
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So that's that great information, too. And people listening to this going, well, you know, I haven't thought about it, but now I heard Cassie talk, and maybe it's time I start thinking about this.
Absolutely.
They just stop in. Can they stop in, just talk to you and ask questions?
Anytime. We just had the Senior Expo last week, and people were saying, well, can we make an appointment to stop in? And I said, hey, stop in anytime.
Yeah.
We have staff there 24/7, and they're all very familiar with, you know, what we do on a day-to-day. And if they don't have an answer, you know, they'll ask and get back to you. So,
hey, sidebar, how did the expo go?
Unreal. There was an area outside of the main part of the community center, and it was completely full. So
really? There were a lot of people got questions.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. We had a lot of outside vendors, you know, not from the area, Wattbreck, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, facilities are full, you know, so you have to really, you know, kind of dig deep and get some ideas of what's in the area.
What else you want to cover? You got a whole sheet full
of things
here.
I do have a whole sheet of scribbles. That's kind of how my brain works. But I did want to let everyone know that on Sunday, we have a performer coming. He is a musician. His name is Kevin Klimek, or Klimek. I hope I'm not completely botching that. But he will be playing at 3:30 on this coming Sunday for our residents. He is currently living in the central Minnesota. But he is originally from Hankinson, and he did used to play with Albert Mikish.
All right.
Think that's a very popular.
That's a draw, yeah.
Yep, that's a very popular name out there. So we have opened it up to the public, so please come and enjoy the Leech Home and his wonderful music. And yeah, it should be a great afternoon.
Oh, man. Great information.
Yes.
Always so nice to talk with you.
Yes, absolutely.
You have a good month, and look forward to our conversation in June.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Bill.
You bet. Cassie Miller from the Leech Home. We have this conversation once a month. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.